This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome. It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit gross out there here in New England. We had a rainy, snowy day yesterday. Started off with rain. It was cold, cold rain. Change over to that snow. Got the snow cover for December here, so it was a bit gross and heavy, but should be sunny today. You know, looks like our temperatures of the 60s that we had last week might be thing of the past for a bit, so we're getting into that winter season. Winter hasn't started yet, but technically, it's here. We're starting to get that cool temperatures, those cold temperatures. So a lot of our plants, we've moved inside. We're gardening inside versus outside. We're thinking about what else we can be, doing. I know a lot of you this year, with everything that's gone on, you've kind of just said, all right, I'm gonna look to do more plants indoors. So maybe you have a lot more, your house plants this year. You know, kind of wondering what to do. I know a lot of the social media sites and some of the groups that I belong to, I've noticed there's a lot more houseplants. A lot of people are showing the different ways of bringing them inside and keeping them all together. Different shelving units to have hold like almost walls full of houseplants. It's pretty cool stuff to be seeing. But it's definitely been a different season, obviously, but if you have so many houseplants indoors, I bet it's going to be a pretty good winter for you indoors. Just the feel of, the houseplants around you, the feel that plants give off. Plants are known to help help have you, calm you a little bit, help you become a little happier in the areas. You're not going to be as, when the winter hits, when, we get those doldrums of winter, when it's like just the dark period, we're gonna be better because there's houseplants in there. It's a proven study. So definitely, it's good to see a lot of that happening, but hopefully you can have some at home too. We can talk a lot about, the different stuff today. We talk almost every winter about this, but getting humidity around your houseplants, doing that type of thing. So those are some things we can, discuss today. Excuse me, I've I was up for a lot of late last night with the plowing, so I'm just kind of waking up again. A little congested from all the weather changes, so I do apologize. Yeah, so we've kind of been forced to move indoors, right? You know, even last week we were, you know, people were still putting some stuff out onto the ground, getting some salt marsh hay, some straw around some of your plants. Hopefully you got that done. Hopefully you got everything buttoned up before this snowstorm. I know if you looked at it last week like I did, you know, last Sunday, you're looking forward, it just kind of looked like rain. You know, Friday, Saturday, there was only going to be rain. And as the days got closer, we, you know, it was more and more like it was going to be snow in the area. So hopefully you got some of the stuff that you were looking to get done outside done before the snow hit. But, you know, the good thing is if the snow sticks around, at least on the ground around our plants, it is an insulator. So it will take care of the plants that we have. So it's pretty good. Pretty good bonus from it. I know a lot of us don't like the snow. Kind of just say, hey, I could do without it. But it's one of those things where, you know, it is actually really good for the plants. Really good for, you know, the drought that we've been in. You know, we've had tons of rain lately, and the snow is just going to help get that water back into the ground that we need. You know, there's been so much so bad of a drought that you're just seeing it in everything. So, you know, it's the snow is definitely needed. I wish it just kind of would have waited until maybe like December 24th so we could kind of enjoy this this holiday season. But maybe it gets us a little festive with some having some of the snow out there. So if you guys have any questions for us today, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time today to be discussing anything that you guys would like to in regards to the garden, indoor gardening, houseplants, etc. But we'll definitely be around for the next 4 hours to help you out with, you know, with all those questions. We'll wake up this morning, and it's a little bit, you know, stopped raining, stopped snowing, so you'll be able to finish up any of the driveway that you couldn't get done there. Maybe you did it last night while it was going on. You know, through some ice melt down. Hopefully, you guys were listening to me last week and saying, hey, you know, let's make sure you get that ice melt. Because that is definitely something you need to have just in case. We talk about it this time of year multiple times, but the amount of money that, you know, you save, if you will, by just having some ice melt and making sure you're protected compared to if you fell on the ice and, you know, broke an arm, broke something, is tons and tons of money. I mean, it can range anywhere from 20 grand all the way up to 100 and something. And the after effects, you know, that's just can keep going. You know, the loss of work, the loss of wages, everything. So hopefully a few of you listened and said, hey, I need to get some ice melt and got it ready, or you already had it, because we did have that one storm in this area earlier in the season. But, you know, just be prepared. That's kind of one of the things that we talk about, is just being prepared for that next season all the time. Just for that next season to continue on, to make sure we are ready for everything that comes our way. So definitely, you know, hopefully you were listening a little bit. I know my wife and I were talking. She definitely heard me talking about making sure you have it, and she had a little bit of a chuckle because she always says to me, you know, hey, make sure you get some ice melt, make sure you get some ice melt, and then she usually is the one who ends up getting it. And so she was laughing that, you know, I'm making sure everybody does it, but I just wouldn't even follow my own my own thoughts here. So it was a good chuckle yesterday when we were talking about it. So hopefully you were ready for it. We all knew, somewhat was kind of coming, but we'll keep on with it. It's the rest of the week kind of looks all right. No snow, maybe no rain really for at least another maybe 10 days. So that'll be good, right? At least the sun will be out. It'll be nice, and we won't have to shovel for another few weeks, because I know the shoveling and plowing and everything is a little bit too much to deal with, in my opinion. But we'll figure it out. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got tons of time in the show, tons of open lines if you have some questions or want to discuss anything about, the end of the season, what you've done, what you're looking to do for next season. Hopefully you've gotten everything ready to be going for that winter season. So definitely plenty of time in the show to be warming up, getting the day ready. So give us a call. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. When we get back, more info on what to do in the garden. Right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first today?
Buzz is in New Hampshire.
Buzz, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a cyclamen plant that I've had, I guess, for about 5 years. And the plant has always done very well, and it just blooms constantly. But lately, the last round of blooms, instead of being about an inch in diameter, they're just the size of the tip of my finger, my little finger. And I just don't understand what's going on.
Okay, and
it's a miniature. I would say it was a miniature plant. It's not the full-size cyclamen.
Okay, so are the leaves and everything are the same? Everything else is kind of the same?
I fed it it's probably almost 2 years now since I fed it, and when I fed it, the leaves got quite large, the new leaves.
Okay.
Say full size instead of the size of the miniature plant, but the blossoms are just kept blooming anyway, and the leaves that are there, there's probably about a dozen, maybe 10 to 12 leaves on the plant. Okay. And I would say I think it's in like a 4-inch pot.
Gotcha. So here's my first suggestion when it comes to the cyclamen and what could be going on with it. You said you've had it for a number of years. What
yes.
I'd like to see you do is upgrade it in a bigger pot. Maybe go just to a 6-inch pot. Okay.
All right.
Reason being is I think, you know, after this number of years, it started to grow out of that container. Even though it's a miniature, the roots might be circling in there, and they're stressing out, right?
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. So what I'd like to see you do is, you know, the easiest way to tell if a plant is root bound is basically put your hand, you know, over the plant, but like kind of like through it. You know, put your fingers around to hold the plant and flip the pot over.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pull the pot up just a little bit, and you'll be able to see, and I'm sure after a number of years, the roots are probably pretty tight in there.
Yeah.
What you're going to be able to do is, like I said, you can upgrade it to like a 6-inch. You can even go to an 8, but I think with something miniature like that, if you go too big, it's almost going to not look right, you know?
Yes, I understand.
So maybe just going to a 6-inch pot. You can just use like a regular indoor type potting soil. It doesn't have to be anything special for it. It's not like it needs like a, you know, heavy drainage or something like that. It's just a regular potting soil that you could use.
Yes.
I'd like to see you just upgrade that. And then what I'd also like to see done is when you're planting it, maybe add some like Osmocote or a slow release fertilizer that will last for, you know, 3-4 months, so it's slowly giving it something over time. The other thing is sometimes, you know, the blooms might be the reason, you know, the it being pot bound might be the reason why it has smaller blooms, because it's focusing all its energy on the roots.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So that could be part of it. The other thing that I'd like to see you do is when it does start to bloom, like while you're seeing the flowers, that's when I'd like to see maybe like a liquid bloom booster, right? A lot of the wettable powder, so like the powder that you mix in like a watering can that you can water in, they have one that's like a bloom booster. It doesn't matter who you get it from. You can get it from Peters. You can get it from Miracle-Gro. You can get it from any of those companies. But the middle number has a high number, and what it does is it helps push the blossoms in there, and maybe what it'll help do is push a little bit more energy in there to get those flowers a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So just those couple things I think might really help you out.
All right.
All right, well, Buzz.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Again.
No problem. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president was in Georgia Saturday campaigning for GOP senators in their runoff election the first week of 2021.
You got to make sure they don't throw away any ballots. When they collect the ballots and they start bragging about how many ballots they already have, you got to make sure your Secretary of State knows what the hell he's doing. And you got to make sure your governor gets a lot tougher than he's been. He's got to get a lot tougher. Because at stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation.
Actor David Lander, best known as Squiggy on the Laverne and Shirley TV show, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. Confirmed by his wife, Lander died Friday in Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News. Kia Motors Corporation on Saturday says it's recalling 295,000 U.S. vehicles for engine fire risks. The Korean automaker said the recall covers many models from 2012 through 2015. The danger is an engine compartment fire that can occur while driving because of leaks. America is about the pursuit of happiness. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2016, from the Williams Institute, they estimate 0.6% of U.S. adults identify as transgender. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have a few calls on the line, so we want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff is outside of St. Charles, Illinois.
All right, Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Your dad would feel proud of you, I believe.
Appreciate it.
Last March of last year, not this year, I slipped on the ice and fell really hard on my back and felt like I was going to die. It took me about 2 months before I was out of pain. I had to put, like, grab bars on things to pull myself up and stuff. You were talking about that ice melt. I actually did spend like $100 or something at the chiropractor, but I was kind of out of it for a while, and I may have lost a big order, like a wood carving thing. Tell me about this ice melt. How does it affect I guess one question is how is it, like, if you do, can you shovel it off in the grass? Will it hurt the grass or other plants?
Okay. Well, it's a great question, because there are multiple styles of ice melt that you can use. So there are some that are safer for, you know, pets and plants. There are some that, you know, you kind of just say, probably not the best idea to be using for that. So the ice melt that we discuss a lot is the ice melt from Natural Alternative. Their product, the one that just says Natural Alternative Ice Melt versus the CMA blend. So their ice melt is actually safer for pets. It does not harm like the lawns, vegetation, that type of thing. So it's something that if it gets pushed onto the lawn, you're not going to have issues in the spring. You're not going to be, seeing yellowing or having damage to the lawn or the plants around it.
That goes for any trees or, like, I got red or probably black raspberries along the driveway and different various things. I've got some American arborvitaes, like the trees. it won't hurt any of that.
No, it shouldn't. It definitely, this ice melt is going to be safer than if you were to use one that has like a mixture. So like a CMA product is one that it melts down a little bit to a little bit. The temperatures are a little bit lower, and it has chemicals in it, right? It's chemical based. What's the word I'm looking for? It's manufactured that way, so that it can go on a few other things, right? It can go on freshly, 30-day concrete whereas your regular ice melt that they have, you can't put on like a brand new concrete pad or concrete, because it does break down a little bit differently on the patio or the walkway. So
I'm sorry, I was going to ask about the concrete.
Yep.
So like my dad would say that the rock salt or whatever would eat up the concrete like on a sidewalk, and I've seen that before where there's a bunch of, you can see the rocks because it ate away the top layer of cement or something on the concrete.
Yep. So it all depends on how, these two products, right, they've been built and manufactured in such a way where they've done a ton of research with them now. So it's a little bit different. These aren't just strictly rock salt. At this point, they're more than that, right? Whereas the CMA, that chemical, if you will, or it's not really a chemical, but the basis behind it can actually go on to concrete that's been cured for about 30 days and not actually affect it. Whereas the regular ice melt, you need concrete to be cured for about a year in order to put it down. So a lot of people have been doing some work at home. If there's some concrete that you put down, this is one where maybe you use the CMA versus the regular ice melt that they have. That being said, if you're worried about the lawn and the garden and everything, maybe it's a combination of the two. The great thing is with Natural Alternative is they want you to call them. They want you to discuss this with them so that they can make sure that it works out for you, right? They want you to be satisfied. That's one of the things that I like the most about Natural Alternative is that their phone number, and it leads to a person, not a machine, is right on the front of their website. So you'll actually talk to somebody, and they will discuss and tell you how much you kind of need. They know the square footage and how much you would actually put down. A lot of their products you have to use less than you would if you were to just go to the grocery store and buy a bag of rock salt, right? So it's
definitely... I was going to try to write down their number, but go ahead.
Yes, so their phone number, I can give it to you right now if you're ready, is 888-546-5941.
Okay.
And that's Natural Alternative. They also have a website, naturalalternative.com. So if you wanted to look at some of the products that they have for the ice melts, give you a little bit more information, right?
Yes, 888-546-5941.
Yeah, that's the Natural Alternative. They'll be there, they're there Monday through Friday. I believe you'd be talking with Victoria, most likely. She's usually around 8 o'clock on Monday morning. So she has tons of information, and she'd be great to just say, this is the right one for you. This is maybe this one is a little bit better. But again,
they have
the CMA, and they do have their regular ice melt. The mixtures. It's not, when it says ice melt, it's not a rock salt, right? There is a mixture to it, but it's not like a CMA blend. It is something that there is a bit of a mixture to it. It's great product. I've used it at my house, just the straight ice melt. I use that one because I have young children and pets,
right.
And it's a little bit safer. So that's the one. That's the one that I've used, and it's done great for me. But I mean, you're right. You lose so much time when you get hurt. Obviously, you've lived through it, but when you get hurt, the amount of time you spend at the doctors, the amount of money you spend.
It could have been worse, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I was. The chiropractor said I didn't have any broken bones, but I felt pretty bad for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, a number of years ago, maybe three or four at this point, my mom went out one day and there was black ice and slipped on her back. Actually, ended up breaking part of her back.
Wow.
So, it was one of those things where it was black ice, you couldn't see a thing. It didn't look like much.
Right.
The ice melt is definitely, she was saying, I wish I had put it down, but, hindsight's 20/20. We all know that. But what are you going to do?
I have a really big driveway. It was like a big ice rink, you know?
Yeah, it's no worse feeling than having that slip and you just can't do anything about it. And then you're just trying to brace yourself and not get hurt. And yeah, it's no fun.
I guess you just sprinkle it on there and then.
Yeah. So the great thing with their ice melts is you actually use a little bit less than you would on other products. More is actually not better for this. Like one 20-pound bag of their regular ice melt does cover 6,000 square feet.
Okay.
So, say your driveway is 600 by 10. That's a pretty good section of it in that one bag, which is 20 pounds. And you kind of, when it comes to ice melt or rock, say you already use rock salt, you kind of just say more is better. I'm just going to throw it on everything. But it's not the case on this. And, it might be a little bit more expensive than if you were to go to the store down the street. But this will last longer and do more for you.
I'm not sure how long my driveway is. Probably a couple hundred feet, but I guess you could put it on half of it or something, and then walk on that half if that was a big issue or not.
Definitely, and they also have like shaker jugs that you could be selling, that you could be using, so you could just kind of as you're walking sprinkle it ahead of you, make your life a little bit easier, so you're not having to go out and buy like a spreader or something like that. It gives you a little bit easier of ease of use versus having to buy like a or taking like a plastic cup and trying to like spread it that way, or using your hand, which isn't the best way to do it, but I'll admit I've done it before, just like they say not to, but you do it anyways.
A shaker jug, you said?
Yeah, so it's like a 9-pound shaker jug that the top opens up a little bit. So when you shake it, only a certain amount comes out. It's not like a wide open. Makes it a little bit easier.
So you just want to lightly coat the thing with it?
Yeah, it's just a light coat. You want that to break down, and what it does is so it'll break down, and it'll create like a slush. Right. That's going to allow it's breaking everything down. You're going to try to clean it up once it becomes that like slush, if you will.
It off,
get
it off.
Yeah. And then you can kind of push it off. Sometimes what I like to do is, I'll shovel the driveway the best I can, put this down, let it sit for a while, and then go back out and clean the driveway. And then I always usually put down a second coat myself. Just as a precaution, because anytime you have runoff or melt, that water is going to come down and refreeze. I like to put it down extra myself. But that's, that's up to you on how you want to do it.
You do a second coat though.
I do personally, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to. My driveway is on a little bit of a hill.
I mean, how thick the ice is?
If the ice is pretty thick, you're probably going to need to go a little bit more.
If it's just like a nice, just a coating, you're probably going to use just your regular amount. But it will break down in there. It will pull heat to the area. But this their ice melt will melt down to about negative 16. So it's not like the temperatures are going to affect it very much. So I think you'd be fine with this if you're worried about the lawn, the raspberries, the arborvitaes, all those things. I'd look towards the ice melt versus that CMA blend.
You think, okay, for the plants?
Yeah, for the plants. I just to be a little bit safer.
You know, now when you put this stuff down, this will, I mean, like, I don't know how thick it was. It seemed like it was like it could have been an inch thick or something, or even... It's harder to...
Yeah, so if it's thicker, you're probably going to need to let it sit for a little bit longer so that can break down and let that ice break down that way.
You have to scoop it out, though, before it...
You probably would, because it would break down the ice and create a little bit more chunks. So that's what I would do, is scoop it out, clean it up, and then maybe
put... You leave it there.
No, you can just leave it there, but I just like to get everything off so the driveway can dry out. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a few hours left in the show, so we got plenty of time to answer those questions for you, so keep on coming with them. And we do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie's in Dracket.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have at least 10 geraniums that I put in the basement. And every year I do this. I'm wondering, do I water them?
So, yes and no, right? It's almost like it's a trick question, but... what you need to do is they've gone into that dormant period, right? That's what you're trying to do and make sure that they have the that cold period, I guess, versus wanting to grow. So I would check on them here and there, right? I wouldn't necessarily water them. But if it's a warm basement or a basement where, say, we have some abnormal weather where it's warmer so the basement heats up a little bit, then I would be saying possibly, right? You kind of can let them just kind of go if it's a dormancy period where it's just, just the cold temperatures. But you kind of want to check on them. Maybe like once every 3-4 weeks. It's not necessarily one that you just have to water every single time. It's check on it a little bit. So it's not really, there's no, wrong answer, if you will. So if you're noticing new growth, or if, like I said, for some reason it warmed up, then you could definitely water them just to check on them, but it's not necessarily the way that you need to do it.
Yeah, well, they're turning, the leaves are turned brown, a lot of, most of them, and I do try to squish them to, you know, get them off the plant, because they're in a, the basement probably gets the lowest, probably 40, 45. Because I do have windows, two windows facing the area where I have them. And I know that one of them is reaching for the light. But I've done this for years, and then last year I lost several, but they may have been very old. But now I had some real beautiful, beautiful geraniums. I had them all on my porch and everywhere. So anyways, there, I hate to lose them.
Yeah, so
anyways, I said, I better check. Should I water them lightly, or what should I do?
Yeah, so, with the light that's coming in there, so it's not really going into, like, that dormancy period as much, because it has light, so it's stretching for it. So the plant is still continuing to grow. So that changes things up a little bit. So I would definitely continue to water it. You don't have to water it, you know, every day, every other day, like you might during the summer. But maybe like twice a week to continue them going. And that could be what's happening because so the sun is hitting and the plant is, you know, looking for that sun. So it's stretching towards it. So it's using energy, which is using any of the moisture that's in the soil. So I would definitely water them. Maybe once a week, twice a week, depending upon how they're doing. That way, because they are using energy down there. They might be in like a dormant state because they're indoors and they're slowing down. But with that light, they're reaching for it. So they're putting out energy. So you need to give something back. And that's when I would definitely water a little bit. You know, like I said, maybe once a week, twice a week, depending upon the week we have and how the temperatures are changing in the house, you know.
Yeah, because I know I used to heat the cellar, and then I said, this is a waste. So anyways, I leave it, you know, it's about 40. I don't even know, but I don't, it's not freezing in my basement.
Yeah.
So anyways, I've had them in the back room, and, you know, same thing. I said, well, this year I'll just put them on the wood stove hop, which is, you know, that way they stay, the place stays cleaner, too.
Yeah.
I could cover them with something if you think that would be better.
I don't think you necessarily need to like cover them with anything. I think just by taking care of a little bit with some of the watering, just based on what I'm hearing, I think you're going to be all right with it.
Okay. I thank you for kindly. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. You too, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye now.
All right, we're going to take a break, but give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.